Leadenhall Market has sat in this location since the 14th century. However, most of what you can see today dates from the late 1800s. These beautiful covered pathways of Leadenhall Market stood in for Diagon Alley in the first Harry Potter film. Shortly before Lime Street curves to the left, you will see the entrance for Bull's Head Passage on your right. Walk until you see the blue door of number 42 on the right-hand side. Take a look at 42 Bull's Head Passage, and you will spot a storefront for an optician, and it is this shopfront, painted blue, that was used to serve as the entrance to Leaky Cauldron in the Philosopher's Stone. There's a lovely shot in the film, which we've included a link so you can watch, of Hagrid and Harry walking through the market and entering the Leaky Cauldron through this blue door. However, for subsequent Potter films, the entrance to the Leaky Cauldron was filmed in Borough Market. There are a few reasons why the filmmakers chose to change the location. Firstly, when the Leaky Cauldron next appears on screen in The Prisoner of Azkaban, Harry arrives via the night bus. These Victorian-covered arches and alleyways couldn't accommodate the props needed for that scene, whereas Borough Market had plenty of space for a bus to drive through. Secondly, the first two films were directed by Christopher Columbus, director of films such as Mrs. Doubtfire and Home Alone, and his version of the world of Harry Potter was a light, family-friendly, colorful environment. However, the films took a much darker, serious turn during The Prisoner of Azkaban, in line with the slowly deepening of the story in the books, and director Alfonso Cuarón wanted a darker, grittier, almost sinister look for the films, which the buildings under the railway arches in Borough Market portrayed perfectly. We'll now take you from the light and airy glass of Leadenhall Market to the dark, cobbled streets of Borough Market. Facing the Leaky Cauldron entrance, turn left to continue down Bull's Head Passage. When you come out onto Gracechurch Street, turn left again. When this road ends and runs into Monument Station and Boots the Chemist, continue forward, veering slightly to the right to walk past Boots. This will take you to King William Street, which will then turn into London Bridge. When you get to the middle of the bridge, stop.